Nicole Swindell 2 years ago gave me a bracelet.
And she wears it every
no,
day.
No, hang on. No, it was one of the ones that broke.
Oh.
I have all the beads at home. We're still getting married.
Okay.
But yeah. Sorry, it was the one that said luck on it.
Oh, yeah.
You gave it to me at the Rose Bowl.
There we go.
How are you?
Wow. That's a good story there.
I know. Do you remember it, though? Because you drink a lot.
I do. Rose Bowl was a, speaking of Rose, you know, I'm celebrating my time playing the Rose Bowl today. But, no, it was, hey, anytime seeing you is always good.
Your new song, Ask Jackie.
It's a very emotional moment.
What the hell?
I know.
That thing is, well, there are few songs that nail me, like, repeatedly.
Same here. I mean, that's how I felt when I heard it. You know, I'm a songwriter. I love writing my own stuff. I think it's easier to tell your story that way. But when somebody else writes something that tells your story and it hits you, you know, the way this song hit me, I knew I had to record it. I knew that, you know, songs like this are why I love country music. That's, you know, I love to have fun. Everybody knows that I like to party and have a good time. But songs like this are, you know, the reason I fell in love with country music. Music's always been there for me, and I hope songs like this are the ones that are going to stay with people a while. You know, I've lived the song, and I know there's other people that can relate to it. So I'm just, you know, I'm a country music fan. So anything that hits me, I'm hoping that it's going to hit them the same way.
I should probably say the name of the song is Break Up in the End.
Yes.
I think we just jumped right into the
song
and what it does to me. But
yeah.
It's just, wow.
Yeah.
So you've got a couple of tearjerks. You know, when you first hit, I didn't think you'd be the guy who came out with Every Now and Then, just
nobody,
a song that can knock you on your butt.
And I think that's the beauty of it, you know, getting to make albums, getting to release more songs, because you're only, I feel like, only as good or to other people as your last single. That's what they think you are, just that song. You know,
that's
I came
true.
Out with Chillin' It. You know, we had Hope You Get Lonely, Ain't Worth the Whiskey. You know, we had some up-tempo, Let Me See You Girl, fun stuff. But, you know, then we came with You Should Be Here, and it was the biggest song I've had to date. And it gave me a little taste of, hey, you know, although you like to have the fun stuff, these are the kind of songs that turn me on to country music. Songs that hit you hard. You know, that's, I think it's our responsibility as songwriters, artists. You know, I'm just a country music fan, so it's, you know, I know how it makes me feel, and for me to be able to make other people feel like that and relate to them is that's why I do what I do.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's funny you say that your last song is what people think of you. I've heard relationships described in that term. Your relationship is only as good as your last phone call.
There we go. Yes.
Isn't and that's perfect?
See, that's exactly right. I mean, that's so true. And that's, you know, getting to, I mean, country music's all, it's just real life stuff, I think. That's why I love it. And this is the relationship side, it's, you know, I think we've all been there, so I'm just glad to have it.
So what's up with the tour? How happy are you?
Amazing. We, you know, first headlining tour. I've been the opening act for 4 years now, and just toured with some
you
of the biggest
the
artists out there.
Stage.
So now I get the whole. Yeah, I get longer set. I get to use the whole stage. It's and getting to take people out with me. You know, having Chris Chance and Lauren Elena on the road with me was a pleasure. Just because I know what it meant for me to be out on tour with those other guys I toured
sure.
with, and it's just that's all it is a big family, passing it on down what people did for you. You know, and now being able to take people out with me that I believe in is it's all kind of coming full circle. And it's only been 5 years. I have to keep reminding myself because
in
this business, you what's next? I want to be at the top. I want to, but you know, once you get there, what do you do? You know, so I'm gonna have fun trying to get there and just keep releasing songs. As long as people keep showing up, I'm gonna keep writing and singing.
Oh, we'll keep showing up.
Yep.
Especially when he hangs out
you
bracelets.
Could, there we
but
go.
Whatever.
Yes. Well, that was just to you. That's
that's true. I appreciate it.
I don't just hand them out to you.
Cole Swindell, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, babe.